This is Total Information AM with Tom Ackerman. I'm Megan Lynch. Students at St. Louis University are exploring whether computer algorithms could give us the perfect patterns on the pitch for a high-scoring soccer match. I spoke with Associate Professor of Computer Science, Abby Stilianu.
There's been sort of a data revolution in sports, and everybody sort of knows about this in baseball. There's sort of the wins above replacement as the big stat in baseball, and it's kind of changed the way the sport is played. And in basketball, we've really seen a transformation in terms of how people really focus on three-point shots. And we kind of haven't seen that revolution come to soccer yet. And some of this is that it's a really complex sport. We have, 11 players on a side, and it's a low-scoring sport, and the sequence that might lead up to a goal is really long. And so when we think about how we can try and understand the sport, this is an opportunity for data science and machine learning. So I'm really excited right now. This semester at SLU is my first time I'm teaching a class called Machine Learning Applications for Soccer. We have about 30 students in the class, and we're spending weeks talking about how data gets used in the sport and where there are opportunities for machine learning and where data science and machine learning is like not good enough yet to work well in the sport. So it's a lot of fun. It's a really neat opportunity for the students, especially with all of the enthusiasm around St. Louis City SC right now. It's neat for them to get to see how some of these things get operationalized. We've spent time in class. We like watched the 7-minute review of the game, and we talked about here's the expected goals for a given play. Let's understand all of the data that went into computing that. And it's a lot of fun.
Well, I think for anyone who coaches or is just a fan of sports, like we all know the charts that show us like the shot percentage, depending on where it is in the goal and things like that. So talk about some of the data points that you talk about with students that they would need to create some kind of machine learning model.
There's so much data that exists in soccer. This is one of the things that's really different about it from something like baseball. Baseball is really a sequence of events where you have, one player against another, essentially a pitcher versus a batter. And in soccer, there just isn't that level of simplicity. You have data about, where are the players moving at a given time, who has the ball, what's their heart rate. If you've ever been to a game, you might see them wearing what looks like a sports bra under their jersey. That's actually monitoring their sort of health information. And so all of this goes into understanding things like how likely is a goal to get scored, whether a player needs to be substituted. There's just a ton of data. So one of these stats, expected goals, this gets used a lot to sort of understand how good was a shot, how likely was it to turn into a goal, and you can compare that to did the goal actually get scored? Things that go into that is where was the player's position on the field? Where was the sort of defensive arrangement around them? Where was the goalie? What was the angle between the player and the goal? So tons of data. And one of the things I struggle with when I teach sort of more traditional machine learning classes at SLU is that you kind of have to have prepackaged data. And you teach the students because you need to know that if you give them a homework assignment, they can get the answer and you can check it. And that's not how data works in the real world. In the real world, data is messy and it's large and you don't know what the exact signal is. And so this is an example of that. In soccer, the data is massive. It's complex. So it's really neat to get to sort of see in some ways where the machine learning doesn't work, the data science doesn't work, and the challenges that students will face in real world situations, whether it's soccer or not. So sort of getting them preparation for if you are going out and you're doing data science or machine learning in the real world, you need to be able to work with complex data, and you need to be able to clean it. And if some of them perhaps go on and get careers in soccer analytics, well, that'll just be a delightful additional win for me.
Then they can monetize it, right?
Yeah, that's right. As faculty, this is something we're very bad at. I'm doing this because it's fun, and I'm teaching an extra class this semester. They'll go off and they'll get rich, presumably.
Talk to our listeners about, you talked about all the data-rich information that you might be inputting into this. How do you weigh it then?
That's so complicated. So the machine learning approach to all of this is you kind of throw it in a pile and let the model figure that out. And I think this is something that's hard to explain in some ways of how do you actually learn what is more important and what's less important? Coaches have intuitions about this. Players have intuition about this. Machine learning faculty and computer science maybe have less of those intuitions, and so you're trying to figure these things out. But part of the thinking is that, if these humans who are experts, coaches and players and the staff that they have, if they're able to figure out what the relative weights are of these things, then probably some sort of machine learning model could also figure out at least parts of this. Now, I don't think we're going to have like machine learning models that unravel soccer in the way that we kind of have seen happen in baseball. I do not think that there's going to be like a total revolution that's going to change the way the sport is played.
Is there an ethical component to this class?
One of the conversations we had earlier this week is like, should we even be having this class? I talk about how, you know, baseball has changed as a result of the data revolution. I was chatting with somebody who plays pickup basketball, and they said it's not fun anymore in the same way because everybody thinks they're Steph Curry. They're throwing three-point shots, and you're not Steph Curry. So I guess I think a lot about the ethics of machine learning in general. I think the ethics of machine learning sort of in sport, there are some issues. There are a lot more issues in other domains for AI and machine learning, absolutely. One of the neat things here at St. Louis University, students that are in our program actually have to take a course called Computing in Society. They learn about the role of not just AI and machine learning, but computing in general and the ethical implications of, you know, deploying data science in things like bank application reviews. There really are ethical consequences of these things. If you now have a machine making decisions about people, you really need to understand what that machine is doing and how can we ensure that. And we think a lot about computer science. How can we make sure the algorithms that we're building are explainable in a way that a human can understand? And when you start thinking about big machine learning models, they become very hard to understand. We talk about the concept of a black box. You don't know what's going on inside of these systems. And so, you know, the ethical applications, the issues for soccer, they're maybe there. We talk about them some. But certainly in society, as we see these models and algorithms being used more and more, there are huge ethical implications.
So as an extension of that, what about the issue of human creativity? If we have this model for how to play a higher scoring or a better soccer game, do we then take that humanity from that player who has that creativity on the field, and are we kind of turning them into robots to get an outcome?
One of my favorite things as I'm teaching this class and talking to folks in the sport is I've gotten to hear sort of the player perspective on this. They hate it. And not in general, I think like they see the value of data, but no, it's exactly this of like, they understand how to play the sport. They don't want to be told, or the data said, that you should change something a little bit and you'll have a higher expectation of goals. As these technologies are exploding at such a rapid pace, we really need to step back and think about the humanity of it all.
That is SLU's Abby Stylianou.